next patient is Catherine Martins. That is M-A-R-T-I-N-S, Martins, Catherine. K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine Martins, M-A-R-T-I-N-S, Catherine. Date of birth is 1-1966. And the date of visit is 9-5-24. Please make a copy for Jennifer Rake, PA. Rake is R-A-K-E, PA, from Complete Health. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 58-year-old female who has been in good health, was experiencing shortness of breath, trouble taking deep breaths with any activity, and sometimes even at rest, has been having significant fatigue-like symptoms over the past 2 months. The patient was treated with albuterol and also placed on Spiriva inhaler, but has not had significant relief. Period. She has an occasional cough, but no wheezing, denies chest pains, and she has no nausea, vomiting, denies fever, chills, or night sweats, and no nasal symptoms. She had a chest X-ray, which was clear. In July, recent lab work has been unremarkable, and there is no CBC available. She has not had any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or reflux, and denies fevers, chills, night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The patient also had, has hypothyroidism, and she has had hysterectomy in the past, as well as excision of a vulvar lesion, which was premalignant. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and sulfur. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient denies smoking, uses alcohol once or twice a week, plays golf regularly, and exercises daily. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur and penicillin. Next, family history, patient is adopted. Next, system review, the patient, can you mention meds? Synthroid, 25 micrograms daily. Premarin, 0.3 milligrams daily. Spiriva inhaler, 2 puffs daily. And albuterol inhaler, PRN. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo. She has vertigo, no hoarseness, no nasal bleed. She has shortness of breath, no chest pain, no abdominal pains, no heartburn or diarrhea, no jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has palpitations. She has anxiety. Denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has headaches, no seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/80. Pulse is 86. Respirations 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 152, saturation 96. HE and ear norms, phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat, mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds are diminished at the periphery with no wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, so edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex on the one plus with no gross motor depths. Cranial is grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic dyspnea, etiology undetermined, rule out pulmonary emboli. Number two is reactive airway disease. Number three is history of hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's disease. Next paragraph. Next paragraph plan, the patient will get a CBC, IgE level, TSH level. She'll also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a chest CT. CTA of the chest will be done through a lot of PE. They will continue the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks, orally if necessary. There was consultation copy for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E. Jennifer Rake, P-A. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.